She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Well, that is definitely the challenge. We do this about three times a week. It's a fun little game called Katie Crush. And Wendy, you made it into play today.
I did. Hello.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Hi, Wendy.
Are you out in the snow at all today?
I am.
How are the roads?
You know, we're in West Arvada, and it's a little snowy out here.
Yeah. I suppose the closer to the mountains you get, they say it's coming down a little harder. So, Arvada be it.
Well, yep. Wendy Pants, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
So I am a mom. I live in West Arvada. I'm an entrepreneur. I just started a small cookie company that makes gourmet cookies that are half pound, all focused on places we love in Colorado.
Katie, settle down. A half pound cookie?
They are. I'll have to bring some by. They're delicious.
They sound so good.
You said it's based off places in Colorado?
Yes. So I have cookies such as the Steamboat Snickerdoodle, the Vail Sea Salt Caramel Chocolate Chip, just delicious cookies that are inspired by places we love to bike, hike, and camp.
What have you done for, what's the Karma City cookie?
Oh.
I'll have to think that one up.
Yeah, think that one out for
Karma
me,
Karma City
okay?
Caramel. Let's do
something
there
you
with
go.
That. There
ooh.
We go.
Yes.
Well, what a great idea. And I wish you much success in your company.
Yeah. What is the name of your company, Wendy?
It's Trailhead Cookie Company.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to have to check them out.
Very, very
nice. That sounds fun.
We're on Instagram and website and all the stuff.
Sweet.
That's awesome. We're going to go follow
really
you.
Sweet.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
We're going to go stare at your cookies, Wendy.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you and sweet Katie Cat the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules and she's a big diva. So, Katie, would you like to say anything to Wendy?
I mean, you're talking sweet cookie stuff, so I really want to just say good luck to you, Wendy. Happy Friday.
You too.
All right, Wendy, tell Katie to leave the studio.
All right, Katie, leave the studio.
Get out of here. She goes into a little room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question so there's no cheating. And she is locked and loaded. Wendy, kick her butt, girlfriend. Here comes your questions, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. Here's your first question for Katie Crush. What is the catchphrase of the Kool-Aid man?
Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry, could you say that for me again?
Is it, oh, yeah?
I still didn't quite hear you. Could you say it one more time, Wendy?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's wonderful. All right, here is your second question for Katie Crush. What do the movies The Lion King, 10 Things I Hate About You, and West Side Story have in common?
Lions?
Lions. Here is your third question for Katie Crush. Who is Elmo's best friend on Sesame Street?
I do not know.
You want to take a guess?
Bert.
Hey, Bert. All right, Bert. Fourth question for Katie Crush. What high school subject did Walter White teach in the TV show Breaking Bad?
I think it's science.
Science! And your final question for Katie Crush. You might know this one since you make cookies. Name the three mascots of Rice Krispies.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
S to the C to the P. Here we go, part two of Katie Crush. We brought Katie back into the studios. Wendy, are you still with us?
I am. Hello.
I followed you on Instagram,
yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I want the Salida Strawberry Sugar Cookie. That's the one I think I want.
All right, you got it.
I want that
the
Biscoff
hot springs,
one.
The Biscoff, the hot springs, hot cocoa.
I see you have two failed cookies, though, the Highlands Ranch horseradish and the Vail Vaseline. So I'm glad you pulled those from the lineup, Wendy. I think those are probably a smart move to pull the Highlands Ranch horseradish cookie.
Man, Wendy's too smart of a cookie to make those flavors.
Hey.
Come on.
All right, I'm going to give you the same five questions that we gave Wendy, Katie, and we'll see how you do, all right?
Okay, here we go.
Let me make sure I have my buttons in order. Here we go. What is the catchphrase of the Kool-Aid man?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's how you do it.
Can you say it one more time for me?
Oh, yeah.
Wendy, what did you say?
Oh, yeah.
You have to say it that way. You can't
give you
just
two
say,
dings.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
All right, tell me, what did the movies The Lion King, 10 Things I Hate About You, and West Side Story have in common?
They're all musicals?
Right? No.
Oh.
And then I'm trying to read my scribble. Oh, Wendy said something about they have lions in them. No. They're all loosely based on Shakespeare plays.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Would you look at that?
I never would have guessed that.
Let's talk about Sesame Street. Who is Elmo's best friend on Sesame Street?
Would it be Zoe?
Oh, I forgot about Zoe.
Zoe Nana on Sesame
Zoe
Street.
No,
yes.
Oh. Wendy, you said burp. And I'm looking for his goldfish named Dorothy.
Oh, that's right. He talked to that fish all the time.
That
I forgot.
Stupid
Dorothy.
Fish.
Yes, I forgot about Dorothy.
Dumb fish.
Man.
All right, here is your fourth question for the crush. What high school subject did Walter White teach in Breaking Bad, the TV show?
Chemistry.
Yes. Now, Wendy, you said science. I like
that's kinda
you.
Like chemistry.
I like you. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you.
Okay. Yeah. There you go, Wendy. Hey. There you go.
And I feel like, Katie, you might get this one. We'll see. Name the three mascots of the cereal Rice Krispies.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Uh-huh. Wendy, you also said Snap, Crackle, Pop. It's 3-3.
Ah, oh, it's a tie again. Well, you know how ties go.
Ties go to
unless
Katie.
You change it on
but
me.
Wendy said she's going to bring us cookies.
I love Wendy. I know. Yeah. I love Wendy.
Okay, Wendy wins.
Wendy can win the tickets. Yay.
Just because you got an awesome company and you made us smile today, Wendy, I'm giving you the prize.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay for you.
Yay. Came to play today.
It was very nice meeting you, Wendy. You stay safe out there, and good luck with your company. Appreciate you calling in. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back and tell you how to get those Alamo Drafthouse movie tickets. Okie dokie.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks you. Thank you, Wendy. Bye.
Hold on. Thanks, Yous.
You know what? It's the end of the show. It's been a long
you turned
week.
Into like a gangster. Hey, thanks, Yous. There's Wendy's.
Yous with Yous. The cookies.
Yous with the cookies. There's with the powdered sugars on your noses.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a fun week. Thank you to everybody who makes this show the top show in town. Really appreciate it. If you missed any segment this week, we do have podcasts. Just go to mix100.com, click the podcast link. You can find them there. Or, believe it or not, you can just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh, where you find your favorite pods. Big Rob's coming up next. Homeboy goes commercial-free for about 90 minutes at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Put Mix on in your office. And I know Katie's going home to make some gnocchi this weekend and bring
yes.
it in.
Ooh. Gnocchi and pickles. That's
yes.
the plan.
A good weekend.
Yeah, yes. Pickle poppers. So
enjoy your farts.
Get ready for Monday.
We'll be back bright and early Monday morning. We're Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Mix 100. Bye-bye.
See ya.